There's more turnover at the JFK Presidential Library in Boston. The head of the foundation that raises money for the library is resigning just weeks after a farewell party for the well-respected director of the library. The move has supporters of one of Boston's iconic institutions asking, what's next? WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Heather Campion served almost 2 years as CEO of the Library Foundation, a private nonprofit started by the Kennedy family. In her letter to the board, she talks about making remarkable progress with new programs, an iPad app for kids, and $5 million in fundraising last year alone. But during her tenure, one after another, staff members at the foundation and the library began leaving, culminating with the resignation of library director Tom Putnam. Even from the outside, says former Nixon Presidential Library Director Tim Naftali, tension between Campion and the library was palpable.
Unprecedented tension. With the resignation of Ms. Campion, it looks to me as if the library has turned a corner and that period of tension may be over, and for that we should all be pleased.
Campion's resignation followed an independent review that some reports say raised questions about her leadership style. The foundation's board chair says, in a statement, that there is no connection between Campion's departure and the report. No one from the library or foundation would speak for this story. In another statement, the board chair praises Campion's dedication. But the turmoil has been demoralizing inside the library and for the legion of supporters outside.
Oh, it's been very difficult. Very difficult.
Dan Fenn was special assistant to President Kennedy and was the library's founding director. He says he's optimistic about the library's future, in part because he's been told former library director Putnam will be working at the federal level for the presidential library system.
So we haven't totally lost, the Kennedy Library hasn't totally lost him.
The Kennedy Library has lost a lot of institutional knowledge, and there's concern that morale is low. Researchers who rely on the library expect this will be a minor setback. Ellen Fitzpatrick is a history professor at the University of New Hampshire.
I think it will take some time, but the record of the library over decades is simply outstanding, and it's a very strong and really superb institution. The tide has washed up over Dorchester Bay a little bit, but it's going to recede, and I'm sure the place will be fine in the long term.
Fenn says the Kennedy Library has always attracted a passionate group of employees.
We put not just our time and our brains into it, but we put our hearts into it because we really believed in what the Kennedy Library could do and mean to inspire future generations to spend some of their lives in the public service, which was a driving force in President Kennedy's life.
Under Campion, perhaps at the direction of the board, some employees and library patrons worried that the foundation was encroaching on public access to documents. Naftali, from the Nixon Library, says the Kennedy Foundation board must be committed to transparency and a full accounting of the president's history.
President Kennedy is best served when his entire story is told. Some of it may not be as positive as his greatest supporters would like, but when the entire story is told, warts and all, the picture is still important, historic, and positive for the country.
Again, we made many attempts to reach someone from the foundation or board so we could include their view of the lessons learned from this stormy period in the library's history and learn about their priorities going forward. But no one responded. Campion will join Harvard's Institute of Politics, where she'll focus on women's leadership. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.